What is going on, everyone? I'm Gio Castillo. Welcome to Vid Games Feed Podcast Show, where we're talking about all upcoming and current stuff going on in the video game world. For example, today, Minecraft. For all these Minecraft big fans, I saw AM1. There is a 50% off sale going on Minecraft skins and textures. Don't know how long it's up for. I'm obviously only for today, but not a bad price. It's only skins and textures, not any mashup packs, sadly. But that's what they have going on right now for Minecraft. I love Minecraft. I like how it's growing more on the Xbox, more popular, which is awesome. Very entertaining, very self-relaxing. It's not too bad, like, considered to all those hardcore shooting games. But for those Borderlands 2 fans, I definitely aim on. Me and my girlfriend love playing it. It's fun, good entertainment of shooting crazy people. But the season pass, at least I just found out from the last season pass, it is over. There is new content coming out, so you gotta re-download another season pass for all the upcoming and now available downloads for a good price, I guess. I think it's $60 for a whole year, I believe it is, for the season pass, which is good, not a bad deal. Save a lot of money for a lot of downloads, because you add them up, I think you save a good, $15-$20, which is, we're all gonna have that money for extra cash for all sorts of stuff we need in our life. For those who don't play Borderlands 2, you gotta check it out. It is a fun game. I know at first it looks a little too comical, a little too kiddish. At least that's what I thought when I saw the first Borderlands coming out. To me, it'll get years old to get the game, and I played it, and holy shit, I fell in love with it. It is an awesome game. The storyline's pretty wacky but funny at the same time, but yeah, all the crazy action going on. You can't really beat as what this game gives out for entertainment. But what this game doesn't give you is bad weather. I'm in Illinois. I'm in the snowy little states or whatever, and some states are hitting pretty snow pretty bad, about 6 inches high. What the fuck is Mother Nature doing? Like, it was -6 2 days ago. Now it's 25. Now it's going back down to 19. And it's gonna be more snow coming out tomorrow. Like, it's on its pad, man. It needs a new pad, or it needs to stop on a motorcycle, because this is ridiculous. I can't even get to work without worrying about people trying to hit me with my truck, man. All right, I'm gonna be head on this morning. Someone almost hit me head on. They were the opposite. It wasn't even that bad. It was some stupid sportsman car. I was trying to speed his way through around the corner. Almost nailed me. Like, come on, man. Really? It's not a racetrack. It's snowing outside. I don't care how fast a car can go. You gotta go slow on that shit. But anyways, for those who are gold members of Xbox, which I'm pretty sure everyone is nowadays, for those who know, they do a free game every month for gold membership for a little, you know, thank you for, I guess, for us being with them for a long time. Gears of War, the first one, is now free for download for gold membership. In my opinion, the Gears of War series is one of my all-time favorites. It's one of the best. I love it. I think I said it on the last podcast. I'm not sure, but it's definitely one of the best games out there for Xbox, in my opinion. I know a lot of people don't like it because it's the different mechanics compared to, like, Call of Duty, or a first-person shooter. It is a third-person shooter. I think that's why people don't like it. It's different, a little more difficult, I guess, to use compared to other stuff. But still, you're going to have a lot of fun playing the game. The gore is amazing. What makes the game is the gore, and plus the storyline. I do like chainsawing people once in a while, and blowing their heads off with a sniper rifle. That's always fun as well. You know, another great game in the Xbox series or Xbox games or whatever in their franchise is definitely Assassin's Creed. Assassin's Creed is a very unique, amazing storyline plot game. Like, it's one of the best out there, in my opinion. I definitely fell off the train with Assassin's Creed's games because it kind of came out so fast in a certain amount of period of time. I think it's about, like, what, the second to newest one? I think before the two, like, Pirates, the Black Flag, I think it is, and the one before that, I haven't played yet. Just, I don't know, so much money, too much, you know, not too much time in the middle of it, but I heard say that the story is going pretty strong, but we haven't given it a try yet. Go ahead and give it a try. Excellent game, you will not regret it. It is fun. The fight mechanism is so amazing. It's awesome, it's fun, it's entertaining. Now, one of the most growing things on the gaming world to me is the indie games. Indie games has come a long way. It wasn't really looked upon as entertainment because it wasn't made by these big competitors. But indie games are very cool, in my opinion. They're very unique in their style. One of them will probably be the Impossible game. Game's pretty unique. It's hard, difficult. It's a rage game, in my opinion. But it's always fun. The music is awesome. And all that good stuff. Uncraft Me is released now on Xbox, which is a game where you kind of undress a female picture in the background with completing a course, I think it is. Or they're like queens or whatever. I think. Don't get me wrong on that. I could be wrong. Please don't yell at me. I'm sorry. But for the most popular indie games, we do have the top one, at least top downloaded by user rating, will be Murder Miners. I don't know what this is about. It looks pretty good, I'm not going to lie, but difficult at the same time. Looks different from other indie games, definitely like a shooter game. I'm not sure that it's about mining. It looks more of like a, I don't know, it could be about mining. I don't know, it's only a dollar. See, that's what I love also about indie games. They're so cheap. It's so amazing. It's such, it's an easy thing to do. I don't know, it's so cool in my opinion. But there's a lot of indie games out. Check them out. There's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of games coming out, which is awesome. Love indie games. Another one, you guys look for some scare. Check out the game White Noise. White Noise is a very Slender-like game, pretty much. What's on the Xbox. I think you have certain characters you pick from. In my opinion, that's really good. It scares the crap out of me, in my opinion. Or not my opinion, but it does happen. It does scare the shit out of me. My girlfriend laughs at me. Sadly, at my manlyhood against this game. But it's good. I think it's free. I don't remember exactly. If not, it's pretty sure it's going to be a dollar anyways. I don't know because I already have it already. But yeah, there's time I have today, guys. I apologize for a short podcast. Got a lot of stuff going on right now. I have to head up for work. I do work night shifts. So podcast probably up every week or so, depending what I know, what's going on, or if I have any opinions I want to talk about. I'll definitely talk to this mic, and hopefully some of you guys are listening. If you do, thank you so much for listening this far. I'm Gio Castillo, and this is Video Games Feed. I'll see you guys in the next episode I make. And by the way, you want to hear about something in the next episode? Just send me an email, and I will read it as much as I can. All right, guys, take care. And drive safe after, for God fucking sakes. Don't hit me, please.